And now Israel and Turkey are due to meet on normalizing relations 6 years after the two cut ties over a deadly Israeli raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. Negotiators from Tel Aviv and Ankara will meet on Sunday in the Italian capital, Rome. Reports indicate that if an agreement is reached, it would go to Israel's security cabinet for approval. Relations between Tel Aviv and Ankara collapsed after Israel staged a raid on a six-ship flotilla back in May of 2010, killing a number of Turkish activists. Turkey has set three key conditions for normalization of ties. An apology and compensation for the raid had already been met by Israel. But the main obstacle is a third condition, which is Israel's lifting of the blockade on the Gaza Strip. And now we're joined by phone out of Munich by Mr. Anthony James Hall, professor at the University of Lethbridge. And now, Professor Hall, there are a number of Muslim countries unnerved that Turkey's open dialogue and intents to reconcile with a regime which is slaughtering, oppressing, and marginalizing fellow Muslims, namely the Palestinians. What kind of pressure or motivation do you feel has brought Ankara and Tel Aviv to the negotiating table?
Well, there's obviously a community of interest in dealing from their perspective with Assad. There is an alliance between Israel and Turkey in terms of the balkanization of this region. Turkey expects to aggrandize itself through the demise of Syria as it's presently constituted. Let's put this in perspective and remember that 6 years ago, nine Turks were killed by the Israeli Defense Force. Yes? Excuse me?
I didn't say anything.
I'm
I was listening to you,
sir. Back here on this machine. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused.
Okay. Go ahead and continue. I didn't interrupt you.
Yes. So 6 years ago, the Marmara episode resulted in nine deaths of Turks trying to get humanitarian aid into Gaza. Turkey, of course, the government of Turkey has relations with Hamas. And so Turkey applied sanctions to Israel, and there has been a period where this animosity has lessened as their mutual interests vis-a-vis Syria, the Assad regime, both backing the Islamic State. Of course, famously, Turkey was buying oil, and it was very well documented that Turkey was buying oil and thus supporting the Islamic State, and at the same time as Israel was providing medical assistance to the Islamic State. So they're sharing a great number of common objectives and interests, which are, you know, hostile to many of the Muslim and Arab interests in the region. And, of course, Turkey has a great bargaining point with the rest of Europe now, that it seems to be the tap of the one of the taps of the migrant flow into Europe. And so Turkey is using its bargaining power and obviously getting closer and cozying up to Israel. Of course, this has been going on covertly. But now with these negotiations in Rome, it seems that there's an effort to formalize some of these connections, which, of course, are very disruptive and threatening and menacing to many of the indigenous Islamic
right. But Mr. Professor Hall, I don't mean to cut you off.
Area.
Pardon, but is Ankara really using its bargaining power? It wanted three conditions met to come back to the negotiating table and normalize ties with Tel Aviv. One was an apology. Two was compensation for the victims of that Viva Marmara attack. And the other one was what? A lifting of the blockade, the siege on Gaza, which has annihilated the lives of millions of Gazans that are living there. It's crippled their livelihood, their existence, and their day-to-day lives. But that condition hasn't been met. Why is Turkey not concerned about the plight of Gazans, their fellow Muslims, in that region?
Well, you put it very, very well and very dramatically. And, of course, Turkey, the government of Turkey, is agreeing with Israel that it will not take humanitarian aid directly into Gaza. It will only deliver this material to the government of Israel, and thus is in a way confirming the hold, this brutal hold of this blockade of Gaza, which denies all recognition of the shared humanity of the people in the Gazan concentration camp, the hellhole that Israel is holding, this kind of incarceration camp. So Turkey seems to be giving up its principles. It's a sad situation, in a sense, for the suffering people of Gaza and the vast array of human beings, concerned human beings around the world who are having difficulty seeing this abuse of the human rights of Palestinian peoples. Beyond that, the taking away of their lives and their capacity for renewing their life and having a decent life, this blockade has to
end. We're running short on time.
Turkey.
I don't mean to cut you off, Professor Hall, but we are running a little short on time. Thank you, Mr. Professor Anthony James Hall, for your input, sir, and joining us out of the University of Lethbridge in Munich.